From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro met Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting now from Panama City.
It was a much-anticipated encounter between leaders of two nations that have been enemies for more than a half century. President Barack Obama spoke first.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
But Mr. Obama said it is time to turn the page, try something new, and start engaging Cuba. At the same time, he said the U.S. recognizes differences will exist between the two governments. Raul Castro said that fundamentally what President Obama expressed reflects the same as what the Cubans are thinking. The Cuban leader said his government is willing to discuss everything, including human rights, if those discussions are respectful. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
Saudi Arabia says at least 500 Shiite Houthis have been killed along the Saudi-Yemen border since a Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes late last month to stop the rebels seeking control of neighboring Yemen. Meanwhile, coalition warships shelled Houthi positions outside the southern city of Attock, where there were reports of airstrikes on a local military base. More than 600 people have been killed in the fighting, and 100,000 residents have been forced to flee their homes. At least 7 people were killed. It happened Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent President